Fondaping for patient last name is Landeros, L-A-N-D-E-R-O-S. First name is Joshua, J-O-S-S-I-H-A. Again, J-O-S-S-I-H-A. Date of visit is October 9, 2024. Date of birth is March 13, 2002. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, in 2022, when patient was stationed in Japan, was in a training exercise. Patient was in a motor vehicle. During the training exercise, the motor vehicle make a sudden turn, and he fell out of the motor vehicle. He landed on his head. Patient had severe head pain. Patient did not lose consciousness. However, patient had severe headache around the head. Patient feel dizzy, disoriented. Patient was confused. Patient severe headache for the next several days. Patient remained confused for that day. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he was also work as an artillery battery. A patient tells me that he shoot high impact explosives. A patient tells me that he shot 300 to 400 explosions. Each time there was an explosion, a patient felt a shock wave through his head. A patient feel that patient had the headache, confusion. Every time there was an explosion, a patient felt the shock wave was causing these symptoms. A patient tells me that he would have instant headache with every explosion. Patient also feel dizzy and lightheadedness. Sometimes he felt nausea with each explosion. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that currently he has significant headaches. His headache around the head. He has headache on almost everyday basis. Patient has become very sensitive to light. Patient feel dizzy and lightheadedness a lot. Patient tells me that he has a poor sleep. He has insomnia problems. A patient tells me that he has loss of temper easily. A patient to get agitated easily. A patient also get confused very easily. Next script paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Patient is 2022 in Japan. Patient fell out of a motor vehicle during a training exercise. He landed on his head. Patient did not lose consciousness. However, patient had severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation after he landed on the ground. Patient has a severe headache after that. Had a severe headache for the next week. A patient also had confusion and disorientation throughout the week. Patient also work with artillery explosions. Patient tells me that he was exposed to 300 to 400 artillery explosions. They were very loud. Patient tells me that with each explosion, patient felt a headache, a confusion, disorientation. A patient tells me that each time the shock wave would cause him to have a severe head pain. Next paragraph. Patient currently has significant headache and poor sleep, insomnia symptoms, it is my opinion that these are the symptoms from the traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that he has sustained traumatic brain injury from the vehicle training exercise in which he fell out of the vehicle, and exposures to 300 to 400 loud explosions and the shock waves. Next paragraph. This marks the inaffectation.